Ameris Bank Mortgage, NMLS 408099. Mike Jones's NMLS number is 315233. Ameris Bank Mortgage is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Applicants are subject to qualification requirements. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms are subject to change at any time. Discussions are for information only and not a commitment to lend. Products may vary by company. Certain loans require mortgage insurance. Discuss all options with your Ameris Bank Mortgage loan originator.
From the studios of 97.3 The Sky, this is The Real Estate Show with Mike Jones from Ameris Bank Mortgage. You can email Mike at mike.jones@amerisbank.com. The number to call in is 877-WSKY-TALK. That's 877-975-9825. And now, here's your host, Mike the Mortgage Man.
Welcome, everyone. This is The Real Estate Show with your host, Mike Jones with Ameris Bank Mortgage. We come on the air each week and we talk all things real estate, whether it's buying, selling, building, and my favorite, of course, which is financing. Remember, you can email me anytime at mike.jones@amerisbank.com. That's mike.jones@amerisbank.com. Or you can call and text me anytime on my cell phone, 352-215-0501. That's 352-215-0501. As we do at the beginning of every show, we talk about interest rates just a little bit. And this week saw a big reduction in interest rates, probably the biggest we've seen in almost a year, which is quite surprising. But anyways, the national average in the Wall Street Journal, last day we have available, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, 4.43%, down 21 ticks, which is a huge drop from the previous week. So it's probably the biggest inter-week drop we've had in, I can't remember the last time we've had something like that big go down. And that has to do with the stock market volatility, obviously. And then the national average for the 15-year fixed rate loan, the Wall Street Journal, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, 3.87%, down 11 ticks again from the previous week. So usually when it's down one or two ticks, it's a big week down. The 21 ticks like the 30-year was, it's just you never see that kind of drop. Normally you see it the opposite. Rates are very quick to go up and go down very slowly. It just takes day after day grind for lower interest rates. And then finally, the 10-year Treasury note, Friday, January 4th, 2019, right around 2.6%, and that was down again from the previous week. So that had an interday close, or an interday on Thursday, about 2.55%, which is the lowest it's been in well over a year. So that was quite interesting. So remember, you can find all this information in the Wall Street Journal, and you look on the rate and consumer rates and returns to investors section on the Market Digest page, and it's got the national averages in there. You can look those up every day, and that's a survey of a number of online banks. I forget exactly how many. I actually brought it with me today, and it tells me that it's something like 70% of the nation's largest banks. You can go ahead and check that information out on the Wall Street Journal. Also wanted to mention just a little bit about the government shutdown that does affect us. And how that affects us is some of the government information is not available. For example, on a USDA loan, if you have a USDA loan in process, those loans cannot close until the conditional commitment is issued by USDA. And right now, they're not doing those. So if you're in process with a USDA loan, you might want to think about moving that loan to an FHA loan so you can actually close on it, because we're not sure when the government shutdown is going to end. And then FEMA stopped writing flood insurance policies for the week between Christmas and New Year's, and they have started writing them as of Monday. But remember, there's a lot of different options out there for flood insurance these days. So meaning you can get private flood insurance that can cover your loan. You don't have to go through FEMA anymore, just on the government loan. So if you have a FHA loan or a VA loan, you might have to get FEMA flood insurance. But if not, if you're in a conventional loan or USDA loan, that you could probably just do a private flood insurance. So talk to your insurance agent about that and your lender. But remember, we're here to help you at any time. Give us a call. And especially this week, if you're looking to refinance your house, this is probably the best week to lock in a rate, whether that's with us, hopefully, or with somebody else, because rates are down so much and we're not expecting them to stay down that long. In fact, on Friday, the stock market was up, I think, 600 points. So, you know, you want to keep that in mind. So money will flow out of bonds back into stocks trying to get a higher yield. So just keep that in mind when you're looking to refinance your house. Give us a call. It's 352-215-0501. All right, so as we do each week, we have some local experts with us, and we're going to talk about their business a little bit. It's really interesting, and I'm glad they could make it. It's a husband and wife team, so kind of like the dynamic duo here. We have Zach and Teresa Hearn, and they're with Dryers DKI, and they're going to tell us all about restoration and how they can help you mitigate some of the problems you may have had on your house or what they actually do. So thank you to the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey.
Hey, Teresa. Want to make sure that you know, we kind of give out all your contact info. How do people reach you after the show if they have a question or want to talk to you guys about, you know, their house? What number do they call?
Yeah, absolutely. So our office number, and it's 24/7, you can call is 352-378-6003. You can also check out our website, which is www.dryersdki.com. And then you can even reach me by email, and I'm Zach@dryersdki.com.
All right, so are you manning the phones 24/7, Zach? I mean, like it calls in the middle of the night, you're the one that's going to answer it?
It won't be me personally, but okay. We'll patch you into an on-call technician, and so you'll talk to a real person.
A real person, so not a voicemail or anything. Hey, my house is flooding, you know, can you call me back? Won't have any of that. You'll talk to a real real person.
That's right.
Okay, and they'll tell you what to do.
We'll be on our way.
Jump in the truck and get there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so tell me about the business a little bit. It said on the website you guys have been in business for a really long time.
Yeah, so we've been in business since 1979. We've rebranded a little bit over time. A lot of people remember us as Dryers Carpet Care before we became a DKI member, but we started in 1979. Mark Dryer was the owner then. He started the business to put himself through dental school, and then after he wrapped that up, he turned it over to his father, who ran it until the early 90s, and his other son, Jonathan, took over at that point and has run the business and grown it ever since.
Okay, and you have a lot of people there, not just you and Teresa and the owner, right? There's a lot of people that work there.
That's right. We have anywhere from about 25 to 30 employees. And so we have an office staff, and then we have a lot of field technicians that go out and do the actual hands-on restoration work. So
right. And your website is fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of good information on here. It's really well put together. And, you know, you click on this water damage thing and it comes up and gives you, hey, you guys are certified in that. And then it says mold remediation. It says, hey, you're certified in that. So there's a lot of certifications involved with all this stuff, right?
There really is. There's actually a governing body when it comes to restoration work called the IICRC. And so,
what's that? Say that one more time.
Yeah, it's like a governing body. It's IICRC.
Okay.
So a lot of experts in the industry came together at one point and sort of put together these standard operating procedures for restoration contractors to follow. And so we send our technicians to courses where they have to take a test, complete coursework, and become certified.
Okay. All right. So you can't just say you're certified. You actually have some
actual certificate.
Yeah, to back it up, that's been through some international organization or national organization.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. So let's just talk about, like, what's the common calls that you guys get most of the time when somebody calls in the middle of the night and you don't answer the phone, but the poor technician who's up at 2 o'clock in the morning gets a call. What calls do they usually receive?
A lot of times in the middle of the night, we'll get trees that fall on houses, especially here in Gainesville with just being a tree city.
Right.
A lot of times that happens during a rainstorm. And so a tree will fall on a house, puncture the roof. They have rain pouring in. And so they need someone to get out there right away, get the tree off the roof, and get the house tarped up so they don't keep getting water damage inside their home. So that's a lot of the emergency calls. Another one is slab leaks. We get that a lot here in Gainesville.
How do you tell you have a slab leak? I mean, what's the number? Is it just because your meter outside your house is like constantly running, or what is it?
It depends.
Your water bill is like $1,000 a month.
Sometimes it can, you know, be more visible. A lot of times people will have their flooring or their carpet that's just getting wet, and that kind of throws up a red flag for them. Sometimes it's a subtle thing, and then other times it can be, you know, water just pouring out. And so in those cases, they usually have to get a plumber out there to locate the leak where it is exactly to stop it, and then we can dry out the home to prevent further damage.
So. Okay, sounds good. So we have a tree falling, which is not good, right? Then we have the water coming up from underneath the slab, right?
Right.
And what are some of the other ones that you may get?
We do get fire jobs as well. Those are very common. Obviously not as common as tree damages or water damages, but we run into those quite often. I think we have usually anywhere between 10 to 15 fire reconstruction jobs going at a time. So
okay, sounds good. What's your website again and the phone number for people to call should they have one of these issues and the best way to reach you?
Sure. So it's 352-378-6003, and then our website is www.dryersdki.com.
Okay, and how do you spell dryers, just so people
it's
know?
It's dryers, and then just DKI.
Okay, and DKI is some type of national company?
It is. It's a franchise. It's actually similar to a national chain like a ServPro or a ServiceMaster, but it's actually the largest in North America. So there's DKI members all over the state of Florida and all over the United States and Canada. And so there's a lot of benefits to belonging to them in that we have the ability to handle large losses as well.
So. Okay. All right. So maybe we'll talk about that. I think we have to take a break here in just a moment. And then we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more in depth on what you do, what's a normal, you know, once we find out there's a, like you said, the roof problem, obviously that's easy. You got to get the tree off of there. But what do we do with the slab leak if you can't locate it and things like that? So we'll take a break right after these messages. We'll come back and we'll talk with Zach and Teresa, hopefully, and about a restoration. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everyone. This is The Real Estate Show with your host, Mike Jones with Ameris Bank Mortgage. This week, we have on Teresa and Zach Hearn with Dryers DKI, and we're talking about restoration and how to protect your home and how they can help save your home in case of a disaster. So, Teresa, I wanted to ask you, you had mentioned about biohazard, and that is like water, too, as well, right?
Yes, when Zach was talking about the certifications that we have, it made me think of the biohazard certification that we have. We have two people trained with undiscovered death, homicide, suicide cleanup, and also sewer backups. Some people don't realize the bacteria that's in the sewer, and when they have a sewer backup, they usually just try to clean it up themselves.
Right.
But that bacteria can seep underneath the flooring or in places that they can't clean it up, and then it multiplies. It's really something that a trained professional needs to deal with.
Okay. So what do they use on that? You know, obviously, would you have special solvents or whatever that you would use to clean it up, right?
That's part of it. Honestly, a big part of it is there's different categories of loss. And so with sewage being the highest category, any materials that the sewage touches needs to be completely removed,
whether
it's walls or flooring. And so some people think just cleaning it with chemicals would be enough
right.
to do
you
the
dump
job,
a bunch
but you
of bleach
need to
on
remove it.
It.
Right.
That won't work.
That's right. It's insufficient.
Okay.
Especially if it's in the carpet pad, then you're really dealing with more than just the top of the carpet. It all needs to be removed.
Okay, very good. Well, that's why you guys are here. You're the experts. Explain all this to us. So if you have a sewage backup, right, you need to get with a company like Dryers, and they're going to come out, tell you what they need to do and how it works, and you work with insurance companies and all that,
that's right?
Right.
Yes, we actually are a preferred vendor for over 29 carriers in Florida, and so we work directly with the insurance companies, so it kind of removes that stress for the homeowners and having to work directly with the adjuster, and so we can kind of take that off your plate as well.
Okay, so what's the phone number, contact info again? I know we've asked for a couple of times,
sure,
but what is it?
The office number that you can reach 24/7 is 352-378-6003, and if you'd like to reach Zachary directly, you can contact us by email, zach@dryersdki, or dryersdki.com.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so we talked about some of the common calls were, hey, a tree just fell on my house. The other one was, I got a slab leak. And I'm sure some of the slab leaks are not that easy to identify, right?
it can take a while to pinpoint where the leak's coming in from. There are even times where you can have an issue with your guttering or with, you know, an area, a part of your roof system where you have water slowly leaking down through a wall, and then that's becoming visible on the flooring. And so a lot of times you either have to use like a leak detection company or a plumber to pinpoint exactly where a leak is coming from. The only time it's more obvious is if it's in like the middle of the home and there's, you know, your carpet or your other flooring is getting wet or buckling somehow, and there's no other obvious source of water around that area.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then Teresa, you wanted to mention too about like people that would have like a second home here or a vacation home, right?
Yes. A lot of common water leaks that we have are people that have went out of town for the weekend, and maybe it wasn't a large gushing, pouring leak, but over a few days while you're out of town, it can cause a lot of damage to flooring, cabinets, the walls. It's important to make sure that you don't have appliances running while you're out of town, don't have the dishwasher started and then walk out the door. Also, having people check on your home is very important, even if you're gone for a couple days, if you have a trusted friend or neighbor, to have them peek in and make sure that everything looks normal. And also with people that have a summer home here and they're out of town, it's important to have someone checking on the home. We had a call recently of water damage that had been going on for 2 to 3 months that they didn't have someone checking.
Months?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The reason why they found out about the water leak is because the water company sent them a letter saying that there may be a water leak in your home because of the amount of water that was being used.
Mm-hmm.
The water damage was so bad that the mold that it caused was all the way up the walls. So the whole house had to be gutted. That could have easily been avoided if they had someone periodically, once a week, checking on their home.
Right, right. And so, and you, for the mold part, I have two tremendous water stories I want to tell. But on the mold part, you would go in and have your team of people would be all
biohazard
suited up, right?
Yes.
And then go in and remove all that stuff and bring it down to the studs, maybe, to take all the drywall out and redo it all?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, you actually have to build a containment when it comes to mold remediation. A lot of people think you can just kill mold with bleach, but even if you kill mold with bleach, it can still have its allergic properties, even dead mold. And so you have to go in there, and it's a tedious process of removing the materials in a controlled environment and then using chemicals to prevent future mold growth and then putting everything back together like a puzzle.
Right, right, right. Well, my two water stories were, I had a friend, he was selling one house and had already moved into a new house. So his other house was vacant. He was waiting for it to sell. And his, what is the line between your ice maker and your ice, mm-hmm. in your refrigerator broke, and he hadn't been in his house in a little bit, and it was flooded. Right. So he had to have a remediation company come in there, pull up all the floors, all that stuff. And just what a big mess. But like you, Teresa had said, if you have a house that's vacant, go in and check on it every couple of days. Ask the neighbor to look inside and make sure there's not water coming up to the window.
It's also important for you to contact your insurance company if your home is vacant. Sometimes they can deny claims if the house isn't occupied, if that isn't written in your policy somehow, because it's more of a liability when there's not someone there to catch it early on.
Okay.
So if they know the house is vacant and the damage has been going on for a while, they may try to not pay for the claim.
Okay, good advice. So yeah, just mm-hmm. check your policy, make sure you're covered. So if you move out and your house is vacant, you want to make sure that you're covered in case, God forbid, something like that should happen, right?
That's right.
And I don't know if you guys, so you work with insurance companies all the time. And in fact, you said you're a preferred vendor for a number of them, right?
That's correct. So a lot of times nowadays, customers will call their 1-800 number if they have a claim. And then the insurance carriers, whatever preferred vendors they work with in that area, they will refer the job over to us, and we'll go out. And you know, if it's an emergency situation, we respond within 90 minutes. If it's something that is more of repair oriented, we can schedule an appointment and come out within usually a few days.
Okay. All right. Good enough. And my other water story I just wanted to say was, I know it's been so warm around here lately. You know, I feel like I could have gone to the beach on Christmas Day or even New Year's Day, right? It was even warmer. It's such a beautiful day. But you know, a couple years back, you know, I'm driving, you know, I lived in town, had an older home, had a backflow valve from the outside of my house for my sprinkler system hooked up to city water, unfortunately. And I'm coming down from the end of the street, and the street is all flooded. I'm like, who is the idiot running his sprinklers in January, and it's so cold outside? And it was me, you know. So, you know, the pipe had broke, and the, you know, there was a big gusher in my front yard. It had been running for a while, so obviously had a big water bill that month. But anyways, yeah, you never can be too careful with water, especially because it seeps everywhere, and it is you know, something you have to get, you know, just can't soak up the water. You got to have a professional come in and make sure that it's not going to turn into mold, right?
That's right. I mean,
yeah, because it could, standing water's in there, even probably for a little while. I don't, you would probably know, right, Zach? How long?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing is you can't always know what's going on behind a wall. So even if you've had water damage that, you know, pipe didn't break in a wall, but the water at some point was touching the wall, it's good to have special equipment like we have that's infrared, where we can actually use thermal imaging and look inside of a wall to see if there's potentially water in there. And so, if there is water inside of a wall for even more than just a couple days, you can already start to have microbial growth in there. So it's very important to have the proper equipment to check for those sorts of things.
Okay, and then you'd have to take part of the wall out, right? Let it dry,
It depends. There are ways that we try to salvage as much as possible, so we can even remove the baseboard and drill a couple holes behind where the baseboard is to try to get some deep drying in there. It also depends if there's insulation in the wall. In those cases, it can be a lot of times necessary to remove the insulation. So,
all right, and what's your contact info? How do people reach you? What's the website? All that.
You can visit our website for more information at www.dreyersdki.com, or you can call our office 24/7 at 352-378-6003.
Okay, sounds good. And you guys don't do just single family homes, you do commercial properties too, right?
That's right. We are able to do large commercial losses as well. So around here, a lot of times that's retirement facilities, schools, apartment buildings, condos.
Okay, and some other companies may not be able to handle a job that's too big, right? But you have resources you can bring probably from other places.
That's right. That's what's wonderful about being a DKI member is we have the benefit of being a local company, but then belonging to a franchise, we have more accountability for our quality of work, but then also the ability to access large amounts of equipment if necessary. So everything from a small home to a 10-story building, we can handle.
Okay. And then do you cover more than just Alachua County?
We do. We cover what I call North Central Florida, and that's everywhere from Lake City to the Villages, and then from Palatka to Cedar Key and everything in between.
All right, sounds good. So a lot of coverage there, a lot of running around, meeting people, checking out trees, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
And things like that. So and what's the number so people can call you one more time?
Yes, our office number is 352-378-6003, and you can reach us 24/7 for any emergencies that you have.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, let me just cover a couple of things here. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, interest rates this week way, way down, not expected to stay down. So if you are in the market for financing a home, either to buy, refinance, or build, now is the time to lock in a rate. So you can call me at the office at 352-215-0501, and that is my cell phone number, so you can call me anytime on that number or email me at mike.jones@amerisbank.com. So mike.jones@amerisbank.com. And right now, the 30-year loan, Wall Street Journal, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, 4.43%, probably the lowest it's been in a year. Don't expect it to stay down very long at that rate, and that's a national average, only because once the stock market starts to improve, then we'll probably see higher rates right around the corner. And that's what we call a flight to quality bid. So people take money out of the stock market, big institutional investors, pension funds, and they put it in the safety of Fannie Mae mortgage-backed securities. And they, you know, that they're going to preserve principal, and they keep it in there for a very short period of time, whether that's a few days, a week or two, and then they move it back to the stock market so they can make, you know, higher yield. National average for the 15-year loan, Wall Street Journal, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, 3.87%. and that was down significantly from the previous week. So if you're thinking about, like I said, buying a new home within the next month or two, you want to really consider locking in an interest rate at these levels. So anyways, give me a call, 352-215-0501. And then wanted to say thank you to Teresa and Zach for giving us all that great information about Dryers DKI. They're a local company here. They service all of North Central Florida, do a great job, have a lot of really good reviews on your website. I saw that too, a lot of testimonials, which is really, really nice. And then is there anything we haven't covered do you think we need to talk about?
Yes.
Okay.
Coupons. I don't know if anyone likes to save money, but I do.
Okay.
And like Zach mentioned, that we started as a carpet cleaning company, we still have a carpet cleaning division. So if you go on Facebook, you can like our Dryers Carpet Cleaning page and our Dryers DKI page. The carpet cleaning is offering a 20% off coupon if you spend $250 or more, or a 15% off coupon for $150.
Okay, there you go. Save some money, too. That's great. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in. And, you know, this is so important for our community to understand who the people are that do great work, you know, and you guys do everything, you know, A to Z, whether that's, like you said, a tree falling on your house, God forbid, a water leak, or anything in between, fire, you know, damage. They can certainly give you guys a call. So really do appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. All right, well, thanks so much, everyone, again, for listening this week to The Real Estate Show. Hope you can tune in again next week. We have some exciting news, I think, coming out next week about the show itself and who's going to be on the show. So that'll be something really interesting to look forward to next week. Well, thanks so much, everyone, and have a great week.
Ameris Bank Mortgage, NMLS 408099. Mike Jones's NMLS number is 315233. Ameris Bank Mortgage is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Applicants are subject to qualification requirements. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms are subject to change at any time. Discussions are for information only and not a commitment to lend. Products may vary by company. Certain loans require mortgage insurance. Discuss all options with your Ameris Bank Mortgage loan originator.